The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 1017 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the lunch break on 1017 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering. All right. I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Hop over who this man.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
What up, y'all? What up? What up? What up? What up? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You are now punched in on your lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. It's the lunch break crew, man. DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. How y'all feeling, man? It's Thursday. It is Thursday. Thirsty, thirsty, thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursdays. When we make that the day?
I don't know. That was just one of the theme nights that we used to promote when we was younger. It was Thirsty Thursday.
Back in the day when I was younger and a kid anymore.
When we was promoting them nightclubs.
Here you go. I gotta bring that up.
It was Thirsty Thursdays. Man. Shannon, how you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, feeling great, feeling ready to talk, ready to yap, ready to connect with our cousins, man. How you ready feeling up there?
Yeah, I feel good, man. I feel real good. I feel real good. We got a very informative day today, I think. I'm excited to get into what we serving. But before we do that, Shannon, please tell the people where they can find us.
Of course, of course. You are listening to 1017 The Truth with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. If you want to watch us live in studio and get into all of our silliness, and also watch the chat, because we do respond to the chat. Sometimes y'all might hear us going off on tangents, but we just respond into the chat. But if you want to be a part of that chat, go over to YouTube, watch us live in studio, join the chat. If you want to give us a call, 833-212-1017. You can also text that number, but we prefer you call. We want to hear y'all voices. We want to know what our cousins sound like. Give us a call, 833-212-1017. Again, you can also text that number. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the things. Ray Nitti is at Ray Nitti, R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I, and me, maybe Shannon, I am at maybe Shannon, M-A-Y-B-E-S-H-A-N-N-O-N, across all platforms. And also, do not forget, guys, we're building our own community right now. The Lunch Break, The Break Crew, we are building a community. Follow us on Facebook at The Lunch Break. You don't want to miss out on what we got going on over there.
Man.
That's all.
You be smoking that, Shannon. Whenever I try that, it do not go. It do not. It be so much missing. All right, y'all. Follow at R-A-Y-N-I-T-T-I and M-A-Y-B-E.
Follow it.
Yeah. Man. How was your evening, Shannon? How was your evening?
It was okay. It was all right. I'll be having a good little evening. You know what I'm saying? I just eveninging. Just, I'm one of them people, my days, I tell you all the time, I do so much, it feel like one big long day until I get a day off. Oh, and that be whenever, God knows when, you know? I be working like them people that we was just researching. That's what I was doing. But
that's not even funny.
What? A slave laborer. But somebody gonna pay the Pied Piper. What you been up to? What was your night like? I know. Did y'all celebrate the win? I wish I should have bought me some drinks.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, it ain't time to celebrate yet. It's time to work right now. It's time to work, man.
The work is almost halfway done. Yeah. And I feel like we do have to remind people that November we need them to show up, because I did see some statuses where I was like, are y'all slow? Somebody was like, that ain't even a real thing. I was like, y'all just voted for no reason. I'm like, what?
Yeah, man. We got a lot of growing to do as a community. Shouts out to the chat. Aaron is him in the chat. Good afternoon, black people. Once again, make sure y'all hit us up on YouTube as well. Log in on YouTube if you can't, if you want to see what's going on. If you want to, chime in with the folks in the chat. We got a nice family in there. We got an interesting show today, man. I'm going to give y'all a quick rundown of the show, Shannon Funny. We'll give them the rundown first. So first we're going to talk about Mark Zuckerberg. And his $387 million super yacht. They just drove past some folks that was in distress on the boat. So we're gonna talk about that.
Drove by. Forget you poured.
Or sailed. Cruise. What's the proper word for navigating on water?
They cruised by.
Yeah, just cruised by them. So we'll get into that and what went down with that situation. And then we want to get into Taylor Farms and the prison labor pipeline. That's what Shannon says she's been working.
The only difference is the pay. Yeah. I'm still tired, boss.
Man, I'm telling you. And they getting paid nothing.
Nada.
But everybody else getting paid hand over fist. But we're going to dive into some of those numbers and Taylor Farms and the prison labor pipeline. Some of these numbers was actually not surprising, but I think it's important that we share this with our audience and our cousins, because we need to know what's going on. Then we want to talk about what allows something like this to take place, right? And it's the 13th Amendment. Mm. So we're going to break down the 13th Amendment. We're going to break it on. That Caribbean dude would be fighting to get out. I swear. That sounded crazy, but.
Let me out! Stop playing with these folks and talk how you really talk, Ray.
But he said floated right past Tom Hanks on Castaway. Oh, my God. Shady, you probably ain't seen Castaway, huh?
I have not.
Oh, dang.
But Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
I like Tom Hanks.
Yeah, you have.
Y'all seen, never mind. Let me not go over there. I'm a Dr. Umar gonna pop up. I'm gonna say, y'all seen Chet Hanks? Y'all seen Chet?
Chill out.
Y'all seen his son? All
right, here comes Shannon, the snow puppies. Black kings forever. Snow puppies never. Stay focused. The 13th Amendment. We go actually explain the 13th Amendment and how it is enabling situations like Taylor Farms to take advantage of the prison labor pipeline. Then we also want to get into how felony.
You need to read.
Oh, that Caribbean, he's strong today. So, felony disenfranchisement, you know, it's bigger than just us. And how they use felonies to disenfranchise communities. So we want to go in and talk about, you know, some of those things. And then we want to give you an update on the Wisconsin governor race. Yes, we're going to talk about it, but not in the aspect I think you all will talk about. Well, you would expect us to talk about it. We just want to talk about the unity breakfast. And it was something very, very interesting that I noticed at the unity breakfast. I want to see if anybody else noticed it. So we'll play a game with our we'll play a game with our audience. If you can see what we're talking about, identify something in this picture. But anything you want to add, Shannon, before you take us to break?
Man, there's nothing to add. I'm ready to get into the meat and potatoes. But first, we got to do that appetizer, which is a good one as well. So I'm excited to be here and yap with you, Ray. But look, before we do that, we're going to go on break. Enjoy these next messages. You are listening to Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon at the lunch break. Look, I ain't even got no reason to not be able to talk. I just can't talk today. You are listening to Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on the lunch break. You're listening to 101.7 The Truth, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere.
The P.
What up, y'all? What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome, welcome, welcome to your favorite time of the day, your lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Man, I almost started crip walking in there.
I definitely was looking for my shade. I had to get my low rider.
Man. So yeah, y'all joining us. If you just joining us, we got a plate full. We got a menu full for y'all today. 833-212-1017. That is the number to dial if you want to join the conversation. You could also text that number as well. If you can't listen on in your car or whatever, follow us on YouTube. Pull up the YouTube. Let's join the conversation. We're going to get into a lot of things. Shouts out to the chat. Jasmine West, good afternoon, cuz. Young Money, good afternoon, cuz. So, shouts out to everybody, man. So, we're going to get right into this with this appetizer. Shannon got a very interesting appetizer for us today. Shannon, what you got for us?
All right. So, let's talk about the story that has a lot of people questioning how far money can get you and whether common courtesy disappears if you have a $300 million yacht. Mm. A small 21-foot, skiff ran out of fuel off the coast of Southeast Alaska on August 3rd. The people on board needed assistance, and the U.S. Coast Guard put out a marine assistance broadcast. So this is where things get interesting. Mark Zuckerberg's super yacht launch pad was reportedly closer to the stranded boat than the vessel that ultimately came to help out. Passengers aboard the Wilderness Legacy, a small cruise ship, say that their captain told them that Zuckerberg's yacht had been contacted, but no one responded. The cruise ship eventually stepped in, towed the stranded boat to safety, and helped them get refueled. Thankfully, everybody is okay. The passengers heard that a nearly 400-foot luxury yacht was reportedly nearby while another vessel had to come to the rescue. Now, before we drag Mark personally, there's an important part of this story. Zuckerberg and his wife reportedly were not on the yacht. That's what they're saying. But of course, Anyways, a spokesperson says that the crew was monitoring a different radio channel, so they didn't even hear the Coast Guard's request until after assistance was already on the way. So they was doing something else. They ain't even know. That's what they're trying to say. Well, yeah. The Coast Guard also determined that the boat was not technically in distress, meaning that the yacht was not legally required to assist. Just by them coming up with all these excuses made me feel like y'all was on that boat. Y'all just trying to cover every aspect. Like, we ain't really have to do it. And we wasn't even there if we could, honestly. And the people that was on it wasn't even listening to the same station. So
y'all ain't got no problems. That debate gets in.
Right. That's where the debate gets interesting, because legally obligated and morally obligated ain't always the same thing. If you have a massive yacht sitting nearby and another boat is stranded, should you help simply because you can? Or is it unfair to expect someone, even if someone with hundreds of millions of dollars, to stop what they're doing to help another vessel that needs assistance? Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. But the story does have people asking the question about wealth. When you have more than enough resources to help, does it create responsibility to help? So I want to know, if you had a $300 million yacht and you knew another boat nearby needed help, would you stop to help? Or is that just not your problem?
Oh,
not my problem.
They turned the engine.
Like, y'all can swim.
First of all, they called it the most, whatever they refer to it as, what they skirt, a skirf?
Yacht.
No, not the skirt, the small one, a skiff.
They had a raft.
Yo, 20 foot piece of log, 21 foot skiff.
They was on that stuff, like, you know, the pieces of branches you weave together with.
It was on a surfboard. Mark said, roll the windows up.
He said, don't look at them. Don't give them direct eye contact. They'll think we can save them.
He said, man, roll the windows up. They ain't got no business out here on no surfboard.
Oh,
they got, Mark was like, they got to be pirates.
I gotta look up what a skiff raft is, because,
man,
oh,
21
I'm judging
feet?
Dogs.
Man,
oh man,
that's
one of them little mugs.
That's
nah,
like what?
That ain't nothing. That's little. Oh,
that's like three of me's
that,
laying
that
down.
Like a little paddle boat. Hold on.
Dang, do we got a picture of what a skiff look like? It just sounded
the
disrespectful.
The ones
skiff.
I'm seeing don't look very
and what size
durable.
Was
this
Dave
one don't even look like it could fit three people. They said it was a dog on there and everything.
He had a 400 foot luxury yacht versus a 21 foot skiff. He could have got like 30 skiffs in that month.
30 skip, man. 30. Shoot, he could have saved him. He could have picked
Damn.
Up the Titanic.
Dawg said, we didn't get no message, but yeah, I'd help them people, man. Come on now. Come on,
would
now.
You?
Yeah, I'd help them.
If you was worth millions and millions and you in Mark's position, a lot of people ain't messing with Mark right now.
See, everybody, that's why everybody ain't supposed to have money. Like, I'd be a different type of billionaire. I would. Yeah, I'm like, hey,
even if
yeah,
you know people
hey,
do not mess with you.
Get those people in here and that skiff. Bring it on here.
Get their skiffy. Get them a new skiffy. Skiffy's for everybody.
Get them a bigger skiff. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'd help these people, man. I think.
But you know what? I do think that's part of the reason people don't mess with him, too, because he's not very personable. And I feel like when you're that type of billionaire, when you're personable and when you like do like little things like this could have like made him look so much better. Even like the excuses that were made, like, well, we weren't on there. Well, there was a crew on there. Like, what was y'all doing on a super yacht then? Tell me.
And first of all,
I was partying and doing blow. No, I'm just wanting to stop. But,
whoa.
That's what y'all doing on there.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Ain't nobody just going out for a day on the river on a super yacht. I'm going to tell you that right now. I done been to the promised land. I've been to Miami. I know what y'all doing.
I've been on the super yacht.
They had them twerking on the front. They had them partying in the back.
We drove past a couple skiffs looking down at those undesirables.
Don't let them in. Undesirables. Don't let them get on here with
oh
their skiff and their dog.
Man.
Yeah. Let them eat cake.
I'd help them people, man. I think that's why people do be having problems with billionaires and so forth.
Yeah.
Because they don't do what's right with the money. I'm not one to tell anybody what they should do with their money. But to ignore a distress call, like, okay, sure, it may not have physically looked like something was wrong with their vessel or skiff, whatever we want to refer to it as, but it could have been a medical emergency, you know?
Exactly.
So to just ignore it.
Any type of emergency, if they were that close to where like a whole cruise ship had to turn around and get them, like any type of emergency, it wouldn't have been that. I mean, it would have been a cool experience for them. I'm sure they wouldn't have minded you continue your yacht endeavors.
Right.
They could have stayed in the basement.
Right.
Like yachts are kind of big. You could have been like, listen, this is Mark's boat. Just be cool. And they probably would have been cool. You know what I'm saying? I can only imagine how much security, with or without his wife and him being on there. I'm pretty sure that thing is riddled with security. It is super like.
Come on now. First of all,
they have no worries.
$350 million yacht. And like, why my yacht out without me on it? We got to have a conversation here. Like, was this a rental?
Exactly.
Did somebody, like, what's going on?
Exactly.
You don't just
That's
take,
what I'm like. It sounds like he's lying.
Like, I don't know,
take
man.
Take a yacht for a
like, who had
on the
it,
river.
Then? Maybe it was family exactly. members, you know. But.
And then they said they were monitoring a different channel. What?
Like, what? That because it was a party going on.
Yeah, it was monitoring a different channel, all right. They were trying to get, you know what, I was going to say something outrageous. That ain't true, so I'm going to keep it to myself. They were trying to see if that boat was coming with that stuff on it.
This is not the boat we was expecting.
How far y'all away on that ship?
This is not the boat we was expecting to pull up. It's not the right vessel. Keep going.
Yep, Guru back in the chat. Guru is back on the chat.
He
said, I was busy yesterday, so y'all had a day off. But as soon as I return, booger sugar baby.
Guru.
Robert said, Mark is bogus. Jasmine said, I definitely help in a kayak. I know that's right.
Yeah, for sure, man. We ain't. See, we
and Young Money said Crawley's at the head of the table. We gonna get into that a little later.
Yeah,
I think he's referring to
that picture.
You teasing a segment that we got coming up about the picture and what stood out to y'all about that.
Yeah, we're gonna play a game.
Right now.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Right now we're talking about Mark cruising by the skiff because he was on his $300 million super yacht and he ain't have time to be bothered with the pores. He said they'd be all right. That ain't exactly what he said. We actually read the real report, but now I'm ad-libbing right now. But anywho, we'll be right back after this break. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon. If you have questions, comments, concerns, call us 833-212-1017.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Your favorite time of the day, your lunch break with Ray Nitti, maybe Shannon, DJ Brother Z. It's the lunch break crew holding us down, man. On the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Man, 833-212-1017 is the number to dial. Or you could text it. Text the number too. Ooh. Brother Z producing. I seen how that Truth logo just glazed across the top of the screen and came in the front.
Do that again. Hold on, I missed it. One more time.
I think it's probably when we come from a break. You got to pay attention next time.
Oh, you seen it. I seen it.
Oh, you did it. He did it. Okay, that's what's happening.
I know, man, that's right.
That was a nice appetizer, Shannon. That was nice.
I like this one.
I did.
I like that one more.
I did.
That was a nice appetizer, I will say.
Because I'm what would people do? I know people say they would help. but would they?
Yeah.
And, okay, let's put ourselves in Mark's shoes. Maybe he was or maybe he wasn't on the boat, on the yacht, right? Let's say. Brother Z going crazy.
And I wasn't there.
I'll be having to hit the live button, that's why. But let's say, right, let's say there was a party going on. And there was some, you know, potential nefarious activities taking place. Do you invite them on the boat?
You know what? Now that you said that, I'll be too deep in the TikTok trenches, and it's a thing called, listen, this going somewhere. It's a thing called yachting, and I heard that the billionaires all partake in it. They invite, like, these celebrities on, like, models and all this type of stuff, and they pay them millions of dollars to be on these boats doing nefarious activities. It's like a big, big ditty party on water.
See?
I'm just saying. So maybe that's probably why he wasn't there and not answering. Lions, look, see? He said he wasn't there because they were doing some strange things. They couldn't get them people on the yacht without an NDA and a blindfold.
They like, we sinking. But no, they said they weren't in trouble. They said, at least they say they said they wasn't in trouble.
Right.
I wish there was some video of this.
I know, I wish.
I'd love to see the comparison. It happened on the 3rd, so. I'd love to see, like, image of
this big
yacht. Man,
we gotta look up a super yacht, first of all. Because I'm pretty sure a super yacht next to a skiff.
Yeah.
Let me look this up.
Yeah. Don't use AI, because
I'm going to use a real, I'm looking for Google. Google, look, Google Images, dog, wait.
Send it to Z so he can show it. Send it to Z so we can
I'm
going to
send it. See hold the, on, difference. Wait, dude.
833-212-1017 is the number to dial, 833-212-1017 is the number to dial if you just joined in the lunch break crew. We talking about Mark Zuckerberg right now. We about to wrap up our appetizer in a second, but we talking about Mark Zuckerberg on his $350 million yacht, which is about roughly 400 plus foot super yacht.
You can't drove even past. See the boat next to that one.
Drove past.
I swear you can't.
Or cruised past, rather, a 21-foot skiff. And they had sent a distress signal in, asking for help. And you know they said, "I ain't hear it. I ain't hear you. I ain't see what you was talking about."
They said they heard it when somebody already was coming. That's when they said they heard it. They said, "Oh, I heard it," but that was when somebody already got y'all. See, I was gonna come get you.
Oh,
but
like,
you know, somebody beat me to it. That's what they said, basically.
It was like, oh, we figured you was good. I had seen that the other folks had pulled up, so we just kept partying.
Mm-hmm. Oopsie.
Well.
Bro, come on.
We had, we got some meat and potatoes. Let's get into some meat and potatoes now for the day, y'all. She said, Shannon got...
What?
They said Shannon got caps lock a lot of intel of yacht nefarious activities. Yeah, she got it from TikTok.
She got it from TikTok. Bro, do you see these pictures, Ray?
Let me see.
Do you even see the little boat next to the yacht?
That's terrible. Oh my God, dog.
Bro, you didn't even see that. They could have been like, we ain't even see it, I bet.
That looked like the anchor for the yacht.
Hey, somebody said they left Rose and Jack on that Titanic door. That's exactly. Oh my gosh,
dog.
Oh, that's exactly what it looks like. That boat is so small next to this yacht. Like, that yacht is, like, that's bigger crazy than most. Like, That's like a lakefront house on the water.
I'm just like, looking
huge.
At
huge.
All my Facebook status is right there. Every status I ever made, right there on that water, just driving past them people.
Just drifting away, riding the house, roll away. That's what he did. And look at him. Eastside Corey is in the house. Show me some boats and yachts, 400 feet. He said, what do you do on that big ship? He probably lives on that thing like a float, like
island.
A floating island. Exactly. Exactly. Man.
That's crazy. All right, y'all. We're going to get into the meat and potatoes on our lunch break here, right? We want to talk about Taylor Farms and the prison labor pipeline. We got that video queued up. We had to not the fact check video. Not the fact check. The actual story real quick.
They be judging me, y'all. They judge you when you fact check around here.
These segments write themselves. But we're gonna talk about Taylor Farms, right? One of the largest fresh produce suppliers. I hate how sometimes the American language is. It'll be a word that's spelt the same, that is, you say it so many different ways. But anyway, fresh produce suppliers in the U.S. Has been documented contracting incarcerated labor through Arizona Correctional Industries. The for-profit arm of the state's Department of Corrections, Rehabilitation, and Reentry. I hope y'all be following me, right? Cool. We gonna walk this down. So, Taylor Farms paid the state of Arizona $4.75 an hour for each incarcerated worker. While incarcerated workers themselves were capped at earning just $1.50 an hour of that. Hope y'all listening. The company saved an estimated 70 to 90% versus market rate for labor costs. So they've paid the state. The state made more off the deal than the actual inmates. People like, this slavery. This is. Well, we will get to that part as well too. So, this resurfaced in the news this month specifically because guess what? Taylor Farms is also the company at the center of the current, help me with that word, Shannon. That's the explosive diarrhea stuff, right?
Yes, that. The
Cleospora.
Bacteria that's causing explosive.
Cyclospora.
Yeah, you got that. Cyclospora outbreak. Right. There we go.
We'll run that video. Run that video, DJ Brother Z. So yeah, the video is explaining this. This is a fact check video or the actual video? Oh, so this video, when we was talking about this morning, we fact check a lot of things. So I was like, Shannon, read through the deck and see if you see anything. Shannon sent. This is not the fact check. Go ahead, play this one. I thought you said
why Taylor Farms didn't want their name in the news and why the federal government was so quick to say, oh, it was an accident. It was a false positive. Look here, folks. Slave labor. They've got a Department of Corrections contract in Arizona where they're paying inmates $1.25 an hour. But guess what? The Department of Corrections in Arizona, they're getting $4.75 per person per hour. Folks, you can't make this shit up.
Man, Taylor Farms, y'all. So we had to fact check it. We was doing what we could do. We was doing what we could do to make sure that we had the right information, and we was bringing our cousins the right information. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So
we both independently fact checked in our own ways.
I'm telling you. So before we go to break, I want y'all to see how Shannon fact checks on the way to work.
Yes. Taylor Farms has been linked to using prison labor in Arizona through the state's Correctional Industries Program. They paid the state about $4.75 per hour, while inmates got up to $1.50 an hour, often called exploitative or slave labor, confirmed by Snopes and others from 2023 reports.
Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is The Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and the rich one, maybe Shannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
I want the rich one.
Rich gang.
Don't go anywhere.